This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
For the last several weeks, Bill Simpson has been with us. Bill is a man who began his career as an engineer, began to be influenced by the Lord in a way that drew him to Christian work overseas in the country of Senegal, and he has continued to change not necessarily goals of his life, but the direction of his life. Currently, he's in training for leadership. Bill, maybe you could just tell us what you do in that position. Do you work with people, organizations, corporations?
All of the above, Denny. Work with individuals, with teams, with organizations, and basically what we do is assess what their challenges are, and typically they are coming from a lack of communication. We don't confront each other. We don't hold each other accountable. There's a lack of alignment within our organization. So we help them assess what's going on and then bring practical tools to that specific situation that they're dealing with.
When you do this training, do you find that some of the folks who are interested in becoming a leader, who prize the idea of leadership, just don't have it and they have to sort of adapt and move into another field?
Now, one of the realities that that I embrace is that all of us are leaders and all of us can become very effective leaders. That I don't know that leaders are born. Some are born, but that's not exclusively the case, that we all get to lead and all of us can ramp up our effectiveness in our leadership roles, whatever they look like, because leadership is just influence. And I tend to think leadership is often helping people go where they don't want to go or where they don't know they need to go there.
Think
about parenting, right? We're leading kids to places they don't know they need to go, things they don't know they need to learn. But we can all do that more effectively. I mean, as we grow in our relationship with Christ, as we spiral upwards towards, you know, more of a Christ-like nature, we're just getting better in our effectiveness and how we love people. And at the bottom line is apprentices
really,
of Jesus,
yeah,
is how do I love others selflessly?
Last week you were talking about the blue people, the green people, and the red people, and kind of review that for us and continue on with some of your insights in that.
Yeah, this comes from a tool called the Strength Deployment Inventory. And basically it's a triangle, it's a personality assessment that's color-oriented. And if you draw a triangle, the right-hand side is red, and those are folks who are results-oriented. They're list people, they accomplish things, tasks. At the bottom of the triangle is the green people. They are analytical, low risk. They need to have answers before they make a decision.
Careful.
Very careful. That's a great green word. Left side, blue, those folks are relationships. They love others. They care about other people. All of us have some aspect of all the colors within us, but we have a primary motivation that we come from. In the center of the triangle is just a small circle, and that we call that the hub. And those are people who have a good balance of all three colors. They're great team players. They like options. Give you an idea, if all of these folks bought a Harley Davidson, a red person would buy a Harley Davidson because it goes fast and it's a cool bike. A green would buy it because it holds its value. So they could buy a Harley today and possibly sell it in 5 years and maybe for the same price they bought it, maybe even make money. A few years back, I think the economy has maybe affected Harley Davidson a little differently. But
all right, well, I have a Honda because it gets 90 miles to the gallon, and so I don't know.
You
I guess
are
I'm down
green.
There with the green.
That's exactly right, yeah. Blue is Harley Davidson people wave at each other in a unique way. They gather together.
Yes.
And that's how similar to hub is you can wear the Harley attire and have the emblem and you get to be part of a club. You're part of a team. And so you can go to Harley meetings. But that's how the personalities play out. Now, there are four truths about personality and the way it works. And I've talked about this before. Is the first one is we all see the world through our unique lens. So we're looking at the world through our colored lens, and maybe it's a combination of red, blue, blue, green. And because of that, we do what works for us. Mm-hmm. So as more of a red orientation, I do what accomplishes things that I think I need to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So that's how I approach life and people. Three is that our greatest strength is often our biggest weakness. So for a red person, I'm fairly confident. And I can come across to another red as being confident. They love that. If I come across in that exact same confidence to a green, I can come across as arrogant. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your lens, you'll interpret my confidence in your way. And so another red would see confidence like I see confidence. A green, a blue maybe might see just a lack of concern for people.
Okay, let's come back to the team idea. All of these people, let's say we have four people on a team. Oh, let's say we have six people on a team.
Uh-huh.
Three of them are in the center and the others are very definitely careful or active or
right.
fellowship
yep.
oriented.
Okay, let's talk about that. So if you're from a red orientation, the green people will annoy you because they slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make decisions. You want to do things. You want to accomplish things. They are so concerned that we don't do anything wrong, that we get the answers, that we clear up all the variables before we take an action. They slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blue people, you like them because they're covering yourself when you're cold and heartless. You know, they care about people. And so they're questioning, okay, here's the decision our team's making. How is it going to impact our spouses, our families? How is it going to impact the people we're here working with? So you like them, but boy, you don't like it when they come to your office or you're in a meeting and they want to talk to you or they call you on the phone, you know, and they want to talk for 10 minutes about what they did that weekend, you know, and you're going, oh, just, you know, please, let's just get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of all this personal stuff and sharing, you know, what I did and what did you do and how's your family? And okay, so blues and greens, they get along pretty well. The blues are about relationship and, you know, they appreciate kind of a slow acting green who's cautious. The greens who are cautious and very sure of themselves and want to be sure before we have an answer, they can kind of appreciate the blues and they're concerned about people. And so that's a variable. If we're looking mm-hmm. at a team, you know, how are people impacted by a certain decision? Hub folks, you know, everybody tends to kind of work pretty well with the hub people. The green folks can be a little annoyed with the hub because they have a tendency to change. We had an elder in our church who, unfortunately, the other elders began to think of him as a chameleon because he changed. Whoever mm-hmm. got to him last, that's the idea he embraced. And it could be, I mean, diametrically opposed concepts or... And I realized after understanding this tool that he's just, he's a hub.
Impressionable.
In the very center of that triangle, mm-hmm. dead center. Exactly. Very impressionable. And he loves ideas. And so if you want to get that person on your side, just be the last one to present it to him. But that's how it plays out. So a green can look at that and go, oh, well, there's too much change going on with that hub person. Or a red can look at them and go, you know, they're too fickle. Can't trust them.
What are the cautions here? As we're talking about relationships in a team situation, a long, long way from what used to be home.
Yeah, the caution is to think too highly of yourself. And the caution is to think that everyone sees the world through your lens. And that just is not the case. And of course, as we step back and look at this and you go, of course, that's not the case. Everyone has to look at the world through our lens, but we think our lens is the best lens.
We want them to see our side.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. So, you know, we think the world would be a much better place. Our team would be a much better place if everyone thought like I did. And if you're in a team dynamic and everyone thinks the same, then there's only one person needed.
Mm-hmm.
The team is always stronger than one individual. If we have two people who are working on one problem, then you're always going to get a better result by two heads coming together. I mean, it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just think about that, that we're always smarter, we're always more effective, we're always more creative if there are other people involved in the decision. But we have to approach it with this respect, with knowing people are coming from good intentions and embracing their unique personality that they're coming from. And then we can understand why they come from the place that they do.
Bill Simpson, once again with us. And Bill, we thank you so much.
Thank you, Denny.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.